Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host. And I am a registered dietitian, have been for over 20 years, and all in bariatrics. So I have been doing bariatrics for a very long time, and I have gotten to see lots of patients. So I'm hoping that I can just share some of my experiences that I've had with the patients that I see. I still see patients 2.5 days a week doing research as well. And I'm just really excited to share some of this information that is maybe known or maybe not known. I find that most of my patients don't know, so that's why I feel like this is something to share because it is important. And there are things that you can do to impact the success of weight loss surgery. So it is a powerful tool, but there are things that can kind of intercede and prevent you from keeping it as successful as you want it to be. So that's where I'm hoping that I can hopefully shed some light, give you a little nugget that maybe you can just take off and run with it. If that's your health story or your history, it may be something that just kind of sparks a little, you know, little flicker in you and leads you to researching a little bit more about this topic and leading you to what you need to have, you know, healing and allowing you to have the ultimate success that you're looking for. So that's a little bit about me. I'm trying to share a little bit about me on each of the podcasts until we all get to know each other a little bit better and we get further down the path. We don't have that many podcasts out there, so that's where I'm just kind of giving you some highlights of what I do each time, so that way you are kind of up to date, especially if you're brand new coming into this podcast. Because this is podcast 9 or 10, I think. So anyway, it's kind of just the beginning of all the podcasts that we'll be doing. But hopefully some of these topics are of interest and will help you kind of gain insight is my hopes and my goals. So anyway, so the topic is 4 secret benefits of probiotics for weight loss surgery patients. So secret sounds so mysterious, but I say secret because they are kind of things you don't think about that probiotics really play a role in, and our gut health actually plays a role in. So one of them is helping to clear up skin issues. So that could be eczema, psoriasis, acne, and dermatitis, just basic rashes. That can be stemmed basically out of your gut. Anytime I have anybody that's coming in with rashes on their body or, you know, has a history of eczema or psoriasis or, you know, and it's flared up, that's telling me a lot about what's going on inside their body. And that is telling me that their gut is really out of balance. It's what you would call dysbiosis. And that dysbiosis is what means your bacteria is out of balance. So you have too many bad guys of the back, too many bad bacteria and not enough good bacteria. So that's where you have to shift that. But eczema, we have lived this in our house. My youngest child, I'd probably say 3 of our 4 girls have had eczema over their lifetime, but our youngest had it the worst. And once we kind of cleaned up her diet, we cleaned up her gut with some probiotics. She would even eat some fermented foods like sauerkraut. She actually was a fan. We did some bone broth. We did all those things, and she really doesn't have an issue with it now. Only if her diet gets out of control, especially if she does excess dairy. She removed all of her wheat and gluten, and that's an easy one for her. She's like a queen in that. You can't get any past her lips. And dairy, not so much. She loves dairy. So that one is one that if she does it a lot for too many days in a row, she will have eczema. So it's the same thing for any weight loss surgery patients. If you are having skin issues, eczema, psoriasis, acne, dermatitis, it is related to what is going on in your gut. So the first thing you can do and the best defense is to take a probiotic. So that is definitely what I would recommend if you are having those issues. Acne is a very common thing that I've seen. I don't want to say super common, but that is a complaint that I hear occasionally of, I've never had any acne problems, and now all of a sudden, since surgery, I started having all this acne. What's going on? So then that just leads me to, okay, let's start working on your gut, and let's try to correct that as quickly as we can. So that's something that most people don't even attribute a probiotic helping. So if you have had any of those issues, then jump in and throw that probiotic in or some food, probiotic foods in. Oh, and another story that I had, they had a history of psoriasis, and they made diet changes, mostly, definitely with dairy, wheat, gluten, those type of things. Those are your two most common triggers for the skin issues. But also took a probiotic, and they got consistent at taking a probiotic every day. Gone. They just don't have psoriasis anymore. So how awesome is that? So simple to do. The second one, the second secret or mystery thing is mental health conditions. So this I see a lot, actually. I see a lot of patients when they come into the center, they are struggling with anxiety and depression. Those are probably the two main things. And there was actually a study that I found on some patients that they did for 8 weeks. I'd have to look at it to see how many people. But for 8 weeks, and they put them on probiotics, and it only took 2 months, and their depression went down. They actually tested their inflammatory markers in their body pre and post probiotic, and the inflammatory markers also went down. And the common or the main inflammatory marker that we monitor is the CRP, which is a C-reactive protein. And that one, they found in the study that it actually decreased after just 8 weeks of probiotic use. And then they also found that it decreased the insulin of these patients. So they were doing it all based on depression. So, but they also found some side benefits of it lowered their insulin level and lowered their inflammatory markers in their body and decreased their depressive symptoms. So that's always something that I, you know, do firsthand. If somebody's really struggling with depression or really anxious, is I really try to get a good quality probiotic, because that is going to take them further, faster. I don't want to say faster. It will get them the results they want longer term. You're not going to see an overnight, you know, improvement. 2 weeks, 4 weeks. Definitely 4 weeks, you would start seeing some slight improvements. But it's not something that you do just short term. It's something that you should just continue to do, because that probiotic is helping support what your body is not able to do in the short term until, you know, things get corrected. But there is a definite connection between what's happening in your gut and what's happening in your brain. So how they explain it is kind of your gut is your second brain. So if your gut is inflamed, so you have lots of digestive upset, or you may not even feel any digestive problems. So you might not have any bloating or gas, diarrhea, constipation, or any of those type of symptoms that bother you. But You do have skin issues, or you do have ear infections or sinus infections, or you have, you know, other things happening in your body, and that can be indicator of, you know, you needing that probiotic. And that's where kind of with the mental health issues. This is definitely an emerging area, and I am fascinated by it. And I think it's the history with my mom, and that kind of feeds into it. But it's cool to see. They even call some of the probiotics, they call them psychobiotics, because they can actually change kind of a radical state of someone when you're using specific strains. So I think it's pretty cool because, I like I said earlier, weight loss surgery patients do seem to have this as a problem. And there are some studies showing, you know, depression and depressive symptoms and anxiety prior to surgery being an issue. But then after surgery, I see it on the flip side too, that they're having worsening of symptoms, or it's definitely improved symptoms. So it's kind of, you get sometimes, you know, either or, kind of a black or white type thing. It's either it's better or it's worse. And then some people don't ever really say much. They're pretty much managed and they feel fine. So it's just those extremes. You hear only the extremes, either of, man, things are so much better, or man, things are really bad. So why is it really bad? And that's what I start digging for. So probiotics can help with any of those mood issues that you may be struggling with. So I would consider that. And then losing weight. So probiotics, this is not an unknown thing or a secret or mysterious thing. This has been known for a long time, but you don't necessarily think of a probiotic being your support for helping improve weight loss. So if you are struggling with a stall, or if you're having weight regain, or you're having, you know, issues with your weight, a probiotic to me is a no-brainer. You know, every study that they do on weight loss surgery patients, it's the same outcome. The people who take them lose more weight than the people who don't. So in my book, that's a no-brainer. Just take a probiotic. You can't take just any probiotic. They're not all equal. If you listen to What All Weight Loss Surgery Patients Need to Know About Probiotics, that podcast, that will give you the six features of a good probiotic. So when you're at the store, or you're online, or you're searching for a probiotic, that is kind of the features you want to base it off of. Those are going to give you the best results. And those are the ones that I always recommend for my patients, the ones that follow those rules. And the last one is to prevent and treat diarrhea and constipation. So that's also a pretty common problem with our population. So right after surgery, you can have diarrhea for the first couple of weeks. You know, just surgery in general can do that. After that, really, you shouldn't be having any diarrhea. And if you are, then something's going on in your gut. You can have just a gut infection, or it can, you know, be other contributors. Constipation is probably the most common complaint, and that is something we work really hard on to try to get solutions to. Probiotics is going to be your best defense in treating both. Diarrhea, when I have somebody with diarrhea, I'm going to use Saccharomyces boulardii, and that's probably my first go-to, which is really just a healthy yeast, but it is known for its treatment of diarrhea. So you can buy that online. You can buy that at the stores. Florastor brand is actually Saccharomyces, and that is a great one to use. It is just a little pricey in my opinion, but you would use it short term. It's not something that you would do forever. It would be to correct it. Then if I have somebody else that's, you know, super bad, you know, first you got to go do the due diligence, make sure they're talking to their doctor and checking for any gut infections like C. diff or, you know, any parasites, make sure all that is checked. I mean, because you got to treat those. If there is something going on, you've got to treat that. And just taking a probiotic isn't going to fix it. So make sure that you are going to your bariatric team and having this conversation, or your family doctor, and making sure that those things are getting checked, because you don't want to leave those unlooked at. So, and then the constipation, you know, just a good general probiotic that has lots of strains, and it has good hardy strains and a high enough amount, no less than 10 billion CFUs, preferably higher. And then you just kind of work your way up. The biggest game changer really is fermented foods. So adding in like the sauerkrauts, that's awesome. That is an awesome way to really solve constipation issues. So I'm not as one to push the kefir, which is kind of like a drinkable yogurt. If you've never seen it, but it's K-E-F-I-R, and you can buy it at any grocery store, but it has about 12 different strains of bacteria, but it's only like 1 billion CFUs, so 1 billion colony forming units. So those, I'm not as apt to put people on the kefir right out of the gate with constipation, because sometimes the constipation is all related to dairy and calcium and all these supplements and things that they're now bombarded with. And you throw more dairy at it, and that's not going to solve the problem. But fermented sauerkraut, that's a whole different ballgame. And that definitely can get some results. So I do like adding that in, or even just the juice, even if you just took a little bit of the liquid off of it and drank some of that down like a little medicine shot. That would be okay too. And that would give you some of that live bacteria and get your gut moving a little bit faster. So there's other things you can do for constipation, and I'll do a podcast on constipation too. But that in general, you know, diarrhea and constipation, probiotics can totally solve both of those problems. And a lot of people think of constipation, they don't always think of diarrhea. But I think, you know, just getting that on board and getting your gut, you know, in a better place, at a better balance, and it makes everything happy. Because remember this, your body wants nothing but balance. So anytime that you can balance out your the bacteria so that it's all happy and you have more good bacteria than you do bad bacteria, guess what? You're going to feel fabulous, because that's when everything's working like it's supposed to. So hopefully I gave you four things that you were not aware of, or at least one of the four that you were not aware of would have any interconnection with a probiotic helping that scenario. So I would love to hear any comments. I would love to answer any questions, or you know, interact with any of you regarding this topic, and be happy to answer any questions in any way that maybe you're struggling with or concerned about, or just have questions on that you're curious about. I love that you are, you know, seeking information. I mean, weight loss surgery is a tool, and it's up to you to use that tool and run with it. So I'm hoping that I can give you the information that you need so that you can live the best life that you want to. So until next time, have a fabulous week, and we'll see you then. Bye.